Hey, fellow believers. The sponsor of this episode is Cocolox Boxes, a subscription box full of $120 or more worth of high-end hair care products. Their seasonal boxes are specially designed to include hair products for the specific season that you're in: spring, summer, fall, winter. They also have boxes for men, weddings, and lots of other offerings. A one-time purchase of a Cocolox box is $85 plus tax and shipping for at least $120 value. If you subscribe to their seasonal boxes, you receive a 10% discount per box. They typically have things like shampoo and conditioner, styling products, thermal protectants, masks, and deep conditioning treatments, hair accessories, hair tools like brushes, combs, and clips, and they also have at least one surprise from a random small business owner. Some surprises I've received in Cocolox boxes in the past include nail polish, foot masks, discount cards, seeds for my garden in the spring box, and lots more. It's like giving yourself a gift bag full of presents that you can actually use. And we are talking high-quality brands like La Braziliana, Jungle Fever, SHRD, Color Reflections, and plenty more. Do your hair a favor and visit CactusHairSalonOH.com today, or click the link in the show notes of this episode and click on Cocolox Box in their menu bar. Type spooky in the notes section during purchase to let them know that True Hauntings sent ya. Stay spooky! Welcome to True Hauntings and Scary Stories, where we alternate between spooky conversations and fictional scary stories. I'm your host, Cynthia Sear. You can reach me on Instagram at True Hauntings, Twitter at True Hauntings with a Z on the end, and my super fun Facebook group called True Hauntings. I'll put the link in the show notes. Check out some stories I haven't yet covered on this podcast, both fictional and true, on my blog, truehauntings.com. Thank you for listening and enjoy the show. Welcome, fellow believers, to True Hauntings and Scary Stories. Today, Brick and I are going to be talking about the Watts murder case, so Chris Watts and him killing his wife and kids. So that's what we'll kind of be talking about today. What's up, Brick?
Hey, everybody.
How are you?
I'm all right. Yeah. I don't know, man. Doing all this homework about this case just... Mm-hmm. It's a hard one. It's a hard pill to swallow. I'll tell you that.
It is. You and me both. It sucked the life out of me. Yesterday, I watched the documentary and then I read a bunch and it was so draining.
Oh,
so draining.
It just hurts my heart.
Yeah. Yeah. Those poor babies. Mm-hmm. And that poor mom, pregnant mom. What in the world is happening?
Makes me sick.
So this guy, Chris Watts, he started cheating on his wife and got it in his head, I suppose, that he wanted to get rid of the old life and have a new life.
Start a new life.
So he strangled his wife to death early one morning, and then he wrapped her up in a sheet and put her in his truck. Put his two still living daughters, how old were they? Four or five?
Yeah. No older than five.
I think they were. Yeah, they were in that range. Mm-hmm. The older one was about to start kindergarten.
Yeah.
In like a couple weeks.
Mm-hmm.
So he put them still living in his truck in the back seat with their mom, who was wrapped in a sheet. And they were asking, is mommy okay? And he told them, yeah, she's going to be fine. She just doesn't feel well. And he drove them almost an hour away to a work site that he'd been working on. And he buried the mom in the field because she did not fit in the oil tanks. And then he strangled, like he smothered each of his daughters one at a time in front of the other. Like he did the younger one first and the older one was sitting right beside them watching.
Ugh. God.
And then he did the same to the older one. And he told the police that the older one said, Daddy, no. And he continued. And he said that he has to live with that. He hears her in his head saying, Daddy, no. every day. That poor thing.
Oh my God.
What an idiot. Just makes you angry, you know? But the reason why we're talking about it is because after they went missing, in fact, the very day that they went missing, her best friend was on top of it.
She sure was. She knew something was up.
So she, when she called him and asked him why his wife missed a doctor's appointment that she was supposed to drive the wife to, he gave her some lame answers that she didn't really buy. So after a couple hours, she went looking for her best friend herself, and she's the reason why the police were on top of it so quickly. But what happened was the police went to his house that day. So we're talking within hours of him murdering them. The police were at his house looking for her. He invited them in. He let them in. And there were EVPs caught on the police body cams. And then when they eventually, a day or so later, when they brought in some dogs, a dog to search the premises, they caught more EVPs on that. And then when he was eventually convicted, he pled guilty. He eventually confessed, pled guilty. And then in prison, they went back like a long time later. What was it, a year later or something?
Yeah, I think so.
And they asked him to kind of go over what happened. They were trying to figure out why and what really happened and all that. They caught more EVPs. Even still on those, and we're talking about footage that police were taking. They were not ghost hunting, you know?
Mm-hmm.
They were not even thinking in that direction. They were recording him answering their questions, and they were recording searching the house and things. So these things were just noticed by normal people like you and me when they listened to the police video.
Yeah.
So I found some on the internet, and I will put links to the places where I found these. But I found some, and I isolated them, and we're going to play them and kind of talk about when it was captured and how and all those kinds of things. Because on this channel, well, not channel, on this show, on this show, we deal with ghosts.
Sure do.
The first EVP I have in my arsenal is one that was captured while the dog was searching the house. Now, when this was captured, there was only the lady who was the dog trainer, like in charge of the dog, and then a female police officer. So there were two women, only ones in the house. Everybody else left the house so that none of the scents would mess up the dog.
Right.
And this is what happened. You're supposed to, well, I'll just play it first.
So there's plenty of her fingers here.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
What they're saying that you'll hear there is two mommies and then a giggle. So when the lady that's talking is the lady that's in charge of the dog.
Mm-hmm.
And while she's kind of talking and stuff, you can hear, if you have good headphones, now this is really soft. So if you're in a car or something, you probably won't hear the mommy part. If you have good headphones, you can hear what sounds like a little girl say, mommy, like real quick in the background.
Aww.
And then again, but the second one's even softer. And then right after the second one, you hear the giggle. Now the giggle is louder. I feel like you might be able to hear the giggle even in the car. And what's most intriguing to me is that when that giggle happens, both of the women in the room heard it. And the lady who was in charge of the dog goes, oh my gosh. And then I don't have the extended version, but if you watch the whole video, they spend a minute or two searching that area looking for the source of the noise. They thought it was a kid's toy or something.
Oh, wow.
So they were digging around looking for
it. They heard it. Oh, that poor baby.
So this was maybe 2 days after the murders happened.
Oh.
So that's pretty crazy. So there's that. Let me play it one more time.
Well, there's plenty of curb standards here.
Yes.
Yeah. Oh my gosh.
Oh yeah, I definitely heard all of it.
Mm-hmm. Man. It's intriguing to me because both women heard it.
Yes.
The one lady says, "Oh my gosh," and then they and then what happens is she says, "Oh my gosh, did you hear that?" And the other woman is like, "Yeah, is that a kid's toy?" And they start digging around. And then when they finally give up looking for it, as they're walking out, they're still talking about it. And they're like, "Yeah, I heard a giggle, a little girl giggle."
Oh my gosh.
And so they have a whole discussion about it.
Could you imagine being in that situation? Like, you're in a house that people have been missing from and they've been murdered and you start hearing that kind of stuff?
Mm-hmm. I wonder if that might happen to them often. I mean, they are in that situation way more than the normal person would be, you know? I bet it happens sometimes.
I'm sure it does.
So the next one, I think, is still when they're searching the house. It's either with the dog still, or it is when the cop was there the very first initial time talking to Chris and a neighbor friend. The neighbor friend is the one that called the police. So when they first went missing, the neighbor friend called and she called the police. And so it was the police, the neighbor, another guy, I assume also neighbor, and then the cop.
Okay.
And Chris. Okay, so here's this one.
Wait. A lot of these are motion activated.
So yeah, that was the two women with the dog.
Mm-hmm.
So what you hear is them talking, going through the room, and right as the dog starts to pant, right before the dog pants, is when you hear a really quick whisper that says, "Chris." But it's really quick whisper, so let me play it again.
Okay.
Wait. A lot of these are motion activated.
Oh, yeah.
Did you hear it?
Oh, yeah. I have goosebumps. Oh, man.
So you tell me, why is a spirit or an energy in that house saying the word Chris?
Because she is snitching on his little bitch ass. That's why.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
I'm telling you. Good for her.
So, yeah, you know, when I first had the idea to cover this situation, I almost didn't because I thought these families are so torn apart. This wife, pregnant wife, and young, beautiful daughters are gone now, and because of that monster and his poor choices. And I thought this might upset them or something, but there's been so much coverage, and there are plenty of videos on YouTube about this, playing some of these EVPs. So I thought, you know, it's maybe it's been long enough.
It just gives more awareness, you know?
Yeah, and then I thought, you know what? These energies were calling out.
Yeah.
So they wanted to be heard.
I mean, it's not like we're going on this podcast defending Chris, you know? We're not at all.
Yeah.
So.
No. Yeah. So I ultimately decided that the voices were there. They obviously wanted to be heard. So, you know, this is what we're doing. So that was that. I'm going to play it one more time.
Wait. A lot of these are motion activated.
Man.
It's definitely there.
Oh, it's plain as day.
So here's another one when they're searching the house. I think this is also with the dog. And this one is just, it's heartbreaking, but it's also kind of heartwarming, I guess. I don't know. You be the judge.
Man.
Here it is.
Here we go.
So there's your attic access right there.
Did you hear it?
No, I missed it.
It said, "I'm with Cece."
Oh.
So the younger daughter's name was Celeste and her nickname was Cece.
Oh, man.
So I'll play it again.
So there's your attic access right there.
Oh, yeah, I heard it. That brought tears to my eyes. Oh.
Yeah. So it's heartbreaking because they're gone, mm-hmm. but at least, you know, the voice is saying, I'm with Cece.
Yeah, at least they're together.
Yeah. So, but again, all this was caught on camera that the female police officer was wearing on her chest.
Yeah, her body cam.
The body cam.
Mm-hmm.
So this camera was not made to pick up EVPs. It's not any kind of ghost hunting, anything. These are just things that happen to be caught on it. That's so intriguing to me.
And the fact that there's just so many, like, just proves mm-hmm. that, you know, his wife and children are trying to, like, help in a way, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I've got 12 of these.
Yeah.
12.
Yeah, she has 12, and that's, she gave up, too, because it would have been just more and more hours of listening
yeah.
to Chris talk, which
yeah, there,
is
there were more I could have gotten, but mm-hmm. it was really draining me.
Oh,
and
yeah.
I researched this and found these EVPs. It took me 4 hours of listening to him being interviewed and watching body cameras and stuff, and I was just so drained. I did not want to hear his voice for another second of another day.
No, not at all. And it's just so sickening that he's over there playing the grieving father and the grieving husband, mm-hmm. you know, and helping them search and giving them all his information and shit. But he did it, you know, so.
And the whole time he knows exactly where they are
mm-hmm.
and their condition. And he put those baby girls in an oil tank.
Yeah.
He dropped them into a giant oil tank.
Silo.
Ugh. Mm-hmm. I don't even want to talk about that part. It's so bad.
No, I won't it's go so into bad. The details about what they said about when they found the little girls out of there. Mm-hmm. But I think it was the grandmother said that
yeah.
all the workers that day who dealt with the bodies of the children, they all had to go to therapy for months. Because of
yeah.
how bad it was with the little girls.
Yeah.
That is just horrible.
So, I'm a little upset that he isn't going to be put to death, frankly.
I'm very upset.
But that's a whole nother hot topic. At least he's never, ever going to get out. But still, I don't know. I hope the other people in prison give him a hard time.
I know. I wonder how long he's going to survive in jail.
Well, we'll see.
Yes, we will.
Jerk. He actually gets fan mail.
Oh, that's Blech. Disgusting. Don't even get me started on that.
What is wrong with these people?
God. Oh, here's a guy who just killed his wife and children. Let me go jump on him. Like, what the hell?
Yeah.
Here? Golly.
Yeah.
I can't.
That's a few bricks shy of a load right there.
Golly. All right, on to the next one.
Yeah, this next one is tough because I titled it Inaudible Female because I couldn't tell what it was saying. And honestly, it happens. The part that they're saying is the EVP happens. And then right after that, the female police officer also whispers something. So it makes me kind of think that they might have mistook the officer for like an EVP, you know? But
Could
here,
be.
I'll play it. So when you hear her whisper so much something or other, mm-hmm. that's supposedly the police officer, I think. It's the whisper that happens right before that
right.
that they're saying is not the police officer. So let me play it again. Yeah, so I'm not convinced on this particular one. I think this might just be an misunderstanding. What do you think?
I think it could be. They sound very similar.
Mm-hmm. Let me play it one more time and then we'll move on. Yeah, so I just really can't figure that out.
Yeah.
So I'll just leave that one.
That one's up in the air.
It is what it is. You guys make up your own mind. Maybe comment and tell us what you think it is.
Oh, yeah, do that.
You know, on the Facebook group or whatever. So that would be EVP number 4. So here's the 5th one I have for you. Now, this one is supposed to be a woman moaning. Now, here's the deal with this one. This was caught on the police body cam as they're walking into the house. And when you listen to the actual footage, the actual video of it, the moan is not that loud. But somebody has taken this and isolated it and amplified it so that it sounds louder on this clip than it does on the actual video. So to me, this one sounds kind of like a person in the room. But if you listen to it on the video, it doesn't, you know, it sounds more like a weird moan. So here it is. See, that sounds weird.
It does sound a little odd.
But if you listen to it on the video, it's not that loud. So it sounds a little more.
Right. It just sounds out of place in yeah. this clip.
Yeah. So let me play it again. It is weird.
It does sound like a weird. Moan.
Yeah.
I don't know why she would moan, but.
Yeah. I don't know. Jury's still out on that one for me, too.
Yeah.
So that was number 5. So the next one is someone saying no. And this is also when they're walking into the house or soon thereafter.
Wow.
Yeah. So when you watch the full video on that one is creepy as crap because it's just the two women, the one with the dog and then the police officer. And they're just walking into the house and you can hear another woman say no, like off in the distance. And it's neither of them and nobody else is in the house because they cleared it out for the dog.
Wow.
So that one's really weird. I'll play it again. See, you can even still hear the birds tweeting outside.
Oh, yeah.
Because they have the front door open. So that was number 6 EVP. So the 7th one we have is a weird one. This is when they go into the basement. And there, people are saying that this sounds like situation daunting. Or maybe this situation is daunting or something like that. But it's a whisper and it sounds kind of male to me. Which would be interesting because there's only 2 females there. So here's what this one is.
I mean, there's not even dust in the basement.
Ooh.
So
it does
did you
sound
hear
like
it?
A male.
It's like, yeah, yes. And it sounds, I feel like it's saying, this situation is daunting.
I heard that also.
Like that. Mm-hmm. Let me play it again.
I mean, there's not even dust in the basement.
Oh, I wonder who that could have been.
I don't know, but it's pertinent to the situation.
Yeah.
You know?
Maybe it was like...
The situation is, in fact, daunting.
Maybe it was like her grandfather or someone that was related to her who passed.
I don't know. I'm not convinced that the tone of EVPs has to reflect the person giving the message. Because... I caught one at my nanny's house that I feel is my nanny after she passed. And it sounds like a little boy. It sounds like a young kid at first. So I don't know. Jury's still out on that one. Like once you're passed away, does your energy have to sound like you or can it just sound like a human, you know?
I mean, that's a good point. I never thought about it like that. I always just thought it sounded like you, but...
Yeah,
I never thought about it like that.
Yeah. So, I don't know. Let me play it one more time.
I mean, mean, there's not even dust in the basement.
Who doesn't have dust in their basement?
I know. I was just about to say, I wish somebody would walk through my house and be like, there's not even dust in the basement. Man, there is dust everywhere. Everywhere.
Absolutely.
And I dust. So maybe not as much as Super Mom over there, but.
No kidding.
That's weird. Anyway, that would be number 7. So here's the 8th one. This one creeps me out. This one creeps me out.
Oh boy.
Yes.
Okay, I heard it. I couldn't make out what it was.
What this one is 2 things. First, you hear someone say, "Something told her." And then right after it whispers, "Something told her," you hear that weird moan again. It's the same tone, too. It's the same voice doing a little moan deal. So let me play it again.
Yes.
Oh, I have goosebumps.
So something told her.
And that sounded like a male voice also.
It did. It sounded like the same voice to me. So I don't know. Something told her. So to me, I know in the case, she had suspected that he was having an affair finally, like the day or the day before he murdered her, right in that time range. She had figured out that he was cheating because he used his debit card on a date with this other chick. So that's kind of how she figured it out. And then
she was accusing
him of it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
But if you're out of town and your husband goes to a restaurant and charges like $80, he's not eating by himself.
Yeah. Well, plus he had told her he was going to a football game with a friend.
Oh, yeah,
and then
that's right.
Instead of debit charges from there, there was debit charge at a restaurant. So she was like, "What's up? Why? What is the deal with this?" And that's when she accused him of cheating, and he denied it. But
and he just kept denying it.
Mm-hmm. So this voice is saying something told her.
Yeah,
you know.
Oof. You know, all he had to do was just file for a divorce. Mm-hmm. He didn't have to off his whole family. They wouldn't be dead. He wouldn't be in prison. Everyone go about their damn way.
Yeah. And when they were interviewing him, he kept saying, "I don't know. I don't know why I didn't just stop. I don't know why." They said it takes 2 to 4 minutes to strangle someone. And I don't know why I didn't just let go. And then they said, "Well, it took you almost an hour to drive your daughters to the place where you killed them." Like, and he said, "I know. Why didn't I just stop? Why didn't I just turn around? Blah, blah, blah."
I was just going to bring that up too. He had an hour. Like, oh, and those poor girls sat back there with their dead mom. Oh.
And Bella had to sit there and watch him murder her younger sister. I mean, she's young, so I don't know how much of that she really understood was happening, but.
And then he even tried, like, he was, like, texting her phone after he had killed her to, like, come up with an alibi to help protect him, you know? Oh, God, makes me sick.
I'm sorry. I hope that she haunts him every damn day of the rest of his life. However long that is, I hope she haunts him every single day.
I hope he gets what he fucking deserves. God.
And not just a nice haunt. I hope she scares the crap out of him every day.
I'd kill him if I was her, because I'd figure a way out. I'd drop a freaking table on his head or some shit. Telling him. Push him downstairs.
Yep. All right, let me play this one more time before we move on.
Yes.
It's that weird female moan that gets me, man. That is weird.
I know.
Like, oh.
I don't. Why would she moan? Like, I don't get it.
I don't know. That one's a mystery to me.
Yeah.
So this next one is also, I think it's when the two women were there with the dog. And this one has a really quick, "This is our home." and it's whispered, and the "this is" part is kind of blurred together a little bit, so you're going to have to listen to catch it.
Okay. Oh, man.
Did you hear? It was like, this is
that was the wife. Oh, yeah. That was the wife for sure.
This is our home.
Mm-hmm.
So maybe she was seeing all these new people in her house, like tearing everything apart, looking, and she was like, this is our home, you know?
Yeah.
All right, let me play it again.
Ooh.
Mm.
That poor woman.
Yeah. It's tragic. It's so tragic. None of it had to happen.
It really
didn't. And I'm so sorry for her and the families and just... He confessed to his dad. Can you imagine being the father and sitting there with your son at the police station and him confessing to you that he murdered his wife?
Mm-mm. He actually lied the first time he confessed.
He sure did.
Yeah, because remember, he said that he came home and she had killed both the girls, that the wife had smothered both of them, so he smothered her.
Mm-hmm.
And that's how he originally confessed to just killing her, and then later down the road, he confessed to what he actually did. He took all three of their lives, mm-hmm. or four, because she was pregnant.
Yeah, which means he's just that much more of a piece of shit.
I cannot imagine being that father in that situation. Like, because, you know, at that moment, he knew that he had lost his child, too. Because he knew his son's going to jail forever.
Mm-hmm.
So, her parents and his parents both lost their children and grandchildren in a way.
Yeah. Yeah, and if you watch it, the documentary, the dad just puts his head in his hand and says, oh, my God. You know, because what else are you going to do?
You can't do nothing because, like, they were at the police station, so they knew they were being recorded. So it was all caught on tape. Just like, well, this is it now.
There it goes. Yeah. How could you do this?
Yeah.
All right. Let me play this one. This is the ninth one. One more time, and then we'll go to the next.
Whew.
Yeah, I heard it pretty clear that time.
Man.
Once you know what you're looking for, you know. This next one we have is an unknown whisper. And I titled it that because it sounds like a whisper maybe, but I don't know what it's saying or anything. Let me play it for you.
I heard it. I can't make out what the whisper is trying to say to us, though.
Yeah, it just sounds like whispering really soft.
It's definitely there, though.
Yeah. So that one is the 10th one. So these last two were recorded during his prison interview, well after he was convicted or he pled guilty or whatever and sentenced. So this is when he's already in prison and it's all done. They were interviewing him to try and find out what really happened and the order of events and all that. So the first one is a choking sound.
I never felt that. I mean, even like with new relationships in the past, like it always feels different, like, you know, the first couple weeks and then, you know, but it just, with someone with Nikki felt different. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was just like you said, like, you know.
First off, just hearing that man's voice makes me sick to my stomach.
Agreed.
It's just, ugh. But I definitely heard the choking noise.
Yeah, it sounds like somebody is being strangled. It sounds like...
It does.
You know, what you would expect that to sound like. Like somebody going, you know, like that kind of noise. Let me play it again.
Mm-hmm.
I never felt that. I mean, even like with new relationships in the past, like it always feels different. Like, you know, the first couple weeks and then, you know... But it just, with someone with Nikki felt different. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was just like you said, like, you know.
Especially with like someone being smothered, you know, how he did his family. That certainly sounds like that. So I mean, he was being interviewed, and maybe that was her way of trying to, like, throw him in, you know? Like, trying to give her evidence, maybe.
Yeah, I feel like it's ironic that he's talking about his relationship with Nikki, mm-hmm. with Nicole, the mistress. And he's talking about how it was such a different relationship and something felt different and he just doesn't know what it is, but it just all felt so new and different. And then while he's talking about all that nonsense, I feel like you can hear his wife choking to death in the background. You know, let me play it one more time.
This man, oh my goodness. I don't know what to say about him.
I never felt that. I mean, even like with new relationships in the past, like it always feels different, like, you know, the first couple weeks and then, you know, but it just, with someone with Nikki felt different. I don't know what it was. Maybe it was just like you said, like, you know.
Yeah, something with Nikki felt different because you were going to kill your family to be with her. That's what felt different, you dipshit.
Yeah.
Ugh.
That's messed up.
This angers me.
All right, so this last one is really intense because it's while they're interviewing him still, and the voice says, "That's a fucking lie." And the curse word is kind of spaced out. Somebody did that already. I didn't do it, but the person who posted it did. And so the curse word has got a blank in the middle of it, but you can still tell very plainly what it is trying to say. So let me play that.
And she was like going through her head.
We did. Oh yeah, it's there. And that also sounded like a man.
It does sound like a man. Mm-hmm. The chuckle that you hear is one of the police officers. So just so you know, that's not part of the thing. But yeah, you can clearly say, hear it say, "That's an effing lie."
Yes.
And I wish I tried to listen to the whole, I mean, the whole interview is like six or 7 hours long. There's a part one and a part two. I tried to listen to the whole thing to find that moment, but I could not get through it.
No.
After, I think I listened to an hour and a half of it, and then just the sound of his voice was making me want to.
I'm surprised. It's been like 2 years.
I gave up.
I'm surprised no one in that prison has killed him.
Well, he did say in the interview that for a while they had to keep him on lockdown in the first prison he was in because they said that they had to lock everybody down just to walk him down the hallway because people were threatening his life
much. I'm sure.
But he said in this new prison, it's a lot different and he's so much happier here because he doesn't have to be in seclusion anymore.
What a crock of shit. Mm-mm-mm.
Right? I would just throw him in there with those dudes and be like, best of luck.
Can you imagine having to be a guard for him too and knowing what he did?
And having to protect him, having to risk your life to protect him. He's not worth it.
Absolutely not.
Mm-mm. So here's this one more time.
And she was like going through her head.
We did.
I so want to know what he was saying before it says that, you know? I want to know what the voice is saying is a lie.
Everything that comes out of that man's mouth is a lie.
Yeah. He says something about going through her head, but whose head? Was it Nikki he was talking about, or was it Shanann? Was it his wife? Was it his mistress? I really want to know, but I couldn't find it. If somebody can find it and tell me what he was talking about before this voice accuses him of lying, I would love that.
Oh, that would be awesome.
I just don't have the patience for it.
No, not at all.
So those are all the EVPs I have today, all 12 of them. Let me know what you think about them, if you think they're legit or whatever. I've recorded EVPs myself in my grandparents' house, in my own house while I was sleeping. So I know that they can happen.
Mm-hmm.
So these are what the police very accidentally caught.
And they caught a lot of them, too.
Yeah, there's more than that. There's more than this.
Oh, yeah.
So lots more, I think.
Very sad.
Yeah. So I'll put the links in the show notes that will take you to the actual YouTube videos that these are on. But other than that, let us know what you're thinking about this whole thing. I don't know that I'm going to cover a lot of true crime type stuff like this because it drains me so much.
Especially when there's children involved. That's what gets me the most. Ever since I became a mom, it just hurts me. Like, I physically hurts me.
Yeah.
You know, it's so sad. Those little girls.
Yeah. And that mom. And
what's also really sad about this whole thing is if you watch the documentary on Netflix, I think it was the oldest girl, not too long before he did it, she sang a whole song about how much she loves her daddy.
Yeah, I think it was like Daddy's My Hero or something like that.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, they show a recording of her singing that song, and then the person who she's singing about actually killed her.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's just, ugh.
In cold blood. Thought it through and everything.
Just
I'm
threw
sorry.
Her away.
You can't drive an hour and knowing what you're going to do when you get there and say that that's not premeditated.
No, not at all.
So that's what we've got for you today, folks. And we will catch you next time. See ya.
Bye.
I hope you enjoyed today's show. We at True Hauntings and Scary Stories always want to provide a great listening experience and some good entertainment. If you have any comments or suggestions, you can always email me at cynthia@truehauntings.com. Visit patreon.com/truehauntings to find bonus episodes and other goodies to choose from. Thank you for listening, and we'll spook you next week.